His main hospital is surrounded by Israeli troops right now who claim Hamas is using it as a base. U.S. officials say negotiations to free more than 200 hostages are intense and ongoing. Correspondent Doug Williams reports from Tel Aviv.
The situation inside Gaza City hospitals, we're told, is increasingly dire.
Caught in the crossfire is Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, which the World Health Organization says is no longer able to function, with deaths mounting. Israel's military released video they say shows 300 liters of fuel, a relatively small amount, being dropped off near the hospital to help with operations.
The Hamas-run health ministry says three premature babies are among 32 Palestinians killed at the hospital over the past 3 days. The Pentagon says U.S. warplanes have hit a training camp and a safe house in Syria, both linked to Iran. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
These strikes are intended to disrupt and degrade the freedom of action and capabilities of these groups, which are directly responsible for attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria.
Here in the U.S., the GOP presidential race just slimmed down. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Just 2 months shy of the Iowa caucuses, Republican Tim Scott is out of the running for his party's nomination.
I'm suspending my campaign.
The South Carolina senator made the announcement on Fox News last night after abruptly canceling all of his campaign stops in Iowa over the weekend when he came down with the flu.
Congress has until Friday to pass a bill to keep the government up and running. House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposed a plan that includes two separate extensions. Republican Congressman Mike McCaul tells CBS's Face the Nation.
You know, I think what the Senate's going to do, they're going to come up with a package probably after Thanksgiving that they will send over to the House.
Former President Trump's son, Don Jr., is expected to be back on the stand at the Trump Organization's fraud trial in New York City today. This time, he'll testify for the defense. CBS's Anne Marie Green.
Lawyers for former President Trump will begin their defense today after the prosecution rested its case last week. Trump's oldest son earlier testified he never worked on his father's financial statements and left the accounting to others. The Trumps deny any wrongdoing.
U.S. colleges and universities are making up for falling enrollment post-pandemic with international students. A report from the State Department this morning shows the number of foreigners being accepted was up 12% in the 2022-23 academic year, making it the fastest growth rate in more than 40 years. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a 2-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggihoe, Civic Media News.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 58 today, under sunny skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 59. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites.
Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Welcome back at 7:06 on Up North News Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network on this Monday, November 13th. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Selena Heller is here. Greg Bach is here from Waukesha. Kristen Lyerly will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, along with a colleague, a fellow OBGYN from Ohio. And that's because some folks are finding new ways to cheat. And I'm basically talking about conservative politicians, extremists who are looking for ways now to act beyond the Constitution to try to restrict women's health care rights. The voters, spoke with a loud and clear voice in Ohio last week, enshrining women's health protections in an amendment to the state constitution. And yet within days, certain politicians were talking about ways to prevent courts from interpreting that amendment, basically trying to get it so they could ignore part of the Ohio Constitution. So we will talk to Amy Burkett about that coming up in just a bit. If you'd like to reach us, our phone number here is 844-967-2789. You can call that number or text it. You can also use it quickly from the Civic Media app. You'll want to download that if you don't have it already, so you can listen to stations all across the network and the different shows that we have on at different times of day. You can email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And again, upnorthnewswi.com is our homepage for Up North News, a separate entity from Civic Media, but very happy to be part of your mornings here, 5 mornings a week for the Up North News team, which includes Selena Heller, who joins us from the Eau Claire area as well. Selena, for the weekend, you said you went to Mall of America.
Yes, we had a fun little excursion over to the Mall of America. It's about an hour and a half from us, so it's not too far. It's a nice day drive, and we went to the Crayola Experience, and that was so fun. Never been to that before, so
I've been to the Lego Experience there, but I've never been to the Crayola Experience. Greg's just smiling like, what is this Mall of America thing, which is 1,000 miles away from Waukesha? But
I love Lego, so I'll go anywhere for it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You are. So
they can make their own crayons and name them. And it was so cool.
Oh, good. So you really like that then?
Mm-hmm. I would recommend.
Did you like it? But how about your daughter? I mean,
yes, she loved it.
It wasn't just like, I can turn her loose for a while and go do some shopping. So
you pick out a color, a crayon, and then you can type in a name, and then you get a label, and then you put a label on it. So you have your very own crayon with whatever you name it. And then you get a crayon and you melt it into a mold. You can pick a mold. So of course she has a cat crayon. And I mean, there's all sorts of fun things.
Well, that reminds me, speaking of the cat, Whiskers, who is often on camera, but the one time I want to talk about Whiskers, nowhere to be found. But speaking of Whiskers, was it Kristen who made the comparison that when Whiskers was on screen there just now, is pretty much a dead ringer that Greg Bach's beard apparently has a sibling in Eau Claire. Who knew, right?
Just as gray. Just as gray.
gray, soft, luxurious. It's just... So Greg's describing his beard care routine during the break here, which...
Yes.
I mean...
Because I said the whiskers was soft and silky because he just had a bath and asked Greg if his beard was soft and silky too.
And of course, he's like, well, but of course.
Of course. It's very silky. It's smooth. So smooth.
which I wouldn't bring up if the beard and the cat weren't actually dead ringers for each other, but
okay, now you just took the compliment away.
But of course, once again, I feel like I'm quoting from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That damn cat, you know, is not not on screen the one time you actually want it. It really does. It come when you call.
Uh-huh. Oh, he does.
That so does my beard. It's weird. I just.
Hey, we missed an important note on this day in history, and it comes our way from Roger as I cover up Greg with the Facebook comment here. What is the role of November 13th in history? And I should have had you just play this. Maybe we'll play the clip later on. It says here, on November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend, Oscar Madison. And So begins The Odd Couple.
You know, really quick about The Odd Couple, that a lot of people don't know, it kind of went under the radar, and it was really good. There was a reboot of the TV show with Matthew Perry and... Yeah. Thomas Lennon from The State. I mean, and it was really good. And as much as we love Matthew Perry as Chandler, he was born to play Oscar Madison.
Mm. I wish I'd have watched it more.
Yeah, it's on Paramount. It's on the Paramount Plus if you have it.
Okay.
I got to be a pigeon sister. We did the play here. And I just loved watching all the boys do their parts. But the pigeon sisters were fun.
Very nice. Celine's working on several stories for Up North News for us this week. Well, every week. I mean, that's part of the job. Oh, look who showed up. The cat is here. So now the folks watching on Facebook are like, oh, yeah, totally get it now. All right. So now when I see Greg, I can just go, hello, kitty. So
I'm going to call HR real quick.
So with Veterans Day over the weekend, Selena, we let folks know about the veterans homes that you have in Wisconsin. What kind of background are you giving?
Yes, there are three veterans homes in the state of Wisconsin taking care of our nation's heroes. There are about 1,000 spots for all those veterans, and they have wait lists, of course. Everybody wants to get into those, and they're hard to get into. But if you're lucky enough, they have wonderful care. One is in Chippewa Falls, one is in King, and one is in Union Grove. So they all kind of have some neat amenities and some like barber shops and all sorts of different things that veterans can hopefully take advantage of while living there and getting care there for kind of their last days.
Yeah, the Chippewa Falls one is the newest one, and it was one of the last things I was working on in the legislature, but let's be clear, the person spearheading that was my predecessor, Dave Zien, who has been absolutely, you know, tireless. He and I don't agree. Passionate. We don't agree on a lot of things politically, but nobody matches him. Nobody exceeds him in veterans care and helping get that veterans home in Chippewa Falls put up. So it was
my dad was there. So I spent a lot of time there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. And then we're going to get to a couple of more in just a moment here. But first, I want to let you know that Christina Laurie is normally here on Tuesdays to talk about what she's preparing for the Up North News daily newsletter. So this would be a good time to tell you what's in today's. One of her articles is about, you know, what is Wisconsin's most iconic food? You know, is it brats? Is it beer? Is it Kringle? Is it cream puffs? And all about how the Food Network editors are trying to come up with a defining dish from every state. There's also an article about how the DNR is asking deer hunters to avoid setting up deer stands against ash trees because the emerald ash borer has infected and weakened many of those trees. And, you know, I'm sure most folks wouldn't be surprised to hear that many of the injuries that happen to hunters happen because of deer stands. And so you want you want to avoid the ash trees for that reason. There's also an article today about 50 classics from almost everyone's high school reading list. And then finally, and this touches on, you know, what we will talk about in our next half hour, what would a Wisconsin free from severe restrictions on women's healthcare choices look like? It comes back to a discussion we had on the radio a week ago today, as Democratic lawmakers introduced a package of bills to remove abortion care limits that have been imposed by Republicans. Now, again, the bills aren't going to pass, you know, anytime soon, but it's important that folks around Wisconsin see what the state could look like if women were free to make their own decisions about their health care. Conversely, you have that Ohio constitutional amendment that conservatives are now trying to work their way around, and we'll have coverage of that with Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Amy Burkett from Ohio coming up in just a bit. First, it's time to tell you that the forecast from meteorologist from the meteorologist at Weatherology are coming up in just a sec here, but I wanted to get those 7 o'clock temperatures and bring them up for you. There we go. Lake Wissota is at 36 right now. Hayward is 39. Park Falls, 36. Wausau is at 39. Green Bay, 41. La Crosse is 35. Wisconsin Rapids, 38 degrees right now. Oshkosh, 42. Madison, 43. And Waukesha, 41. There we go. Now, here's Jennifer Fuchitsky from Weatherology to tell us more about a very good-looking day today. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, and it really is a pretty decent looking day today, and actually a pretty calm forecast throughout the week with not too much movement until the end of the work week. Sunshine across the board today and above average temperatures, as well as a warm front pushes through. Most of the state should be in the 40s, but mid to upper 50s expected for all the listening areas today. Tuesday, sunny for southern Wisconsin, a bit more cloud cover, partial sunshine from Oshkosh through central and west central Wisconsin. Temperatures pretty similar to today, mid to upper 50s, around 60 degrees as the high pressure system settles in. Wednesday, sunny for all. Looks like a little warmer for some. Low to mid-60s from Richland Center through Madison and over towards Milwaukee. And then still mid to upper 50s, Amory through Wausau and over towards Oshkosh. Thursday looks like cloudy or becoming mostly cloudy for everyone. Temperatures once again fairly similar to Wednesday. Then by Friday to round out the work week, sunshine expected for all, but a little cooler as a cold front pushes through. Upper 40s to low 50s expected for for southern Wisconsin. Still slightly above average for those locations. And then mid to low 40s from Oshkosh northward, which will actually be more of an average forecast for this time of the year.
All right, Jennifer. I love hearing all the sunshine in there. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Let's check some sports at 7:17. Packers lost in Pittsburgh 23-19. The Packers dropped to 3-6 on the season, and they have dropped 5 out of 6 since starting the season, 2-1. Packers will next play at Lambeau Sunday at noon against the LA Chargers. The Bucks are in Chicago tonight to take on the Bulls. They have a 2-game losing streak going after losing Saturday in Orlando. It's also their second game without Damian Lillard, who has a sore left calf. You can hear those Bucks games on several stations around the Civic Media Radio Network. They include WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN in Racine, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. Badger football team lost at home 24-10 to Northwestern. That's now 3 straight losses, and they are at Camp Randall again this coming Saturday to take on Nebraska. Selena Heller is with us, and we'll talk more about the stories that she's putting together for us at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, in just over 60 seconds. Wherever you're listening across the state on this sunny here on the lake Monday morning, when you're here, you're up north. Back in a sec.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club.
Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's a Monday morning. This is Up North News Radio. It is 7:20. Pat Kreitlow here in Chippewa Falls. Selena Heller in Eau Claire. Greg Bach is bebopping for Little Prince down in Waukesha right now. And across Wisconsin, you're going to see the unofficial state flag being flown throughout the course of the week when you see hunters hanging out their blaze orange hunting gear to yeah. get it aired out and sent free before the deer hunting season starts. And Selena, mm-hmm. that gun deer season gets started. Can't believe it's already coming this Saturday, right?
Oh my gosh, yes, bright and early. You know, mm-hmm. I got to get out there.
Yeah.
I've hunted in lots of years. So, you know, my brothers make me walk through the woods and mm-hmm. There's known to be bears.
Yes.
So to get to my spot in the dark, and I'm like, can't you just like drive me on the like ATV or something like that? Nope, I have to walk through a hill and whatever in the dark, and I don't like it.
Brothers are the worst.
Yeah, yeah,
that's basically the bottom line.
Greg's not even gonna try. It's like yep,
especially when there's a baby brother. Oh, we are the absolute worst.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Mine are both older.
my experience is also similar, just in driving, being helping to drive deer. But as I've mentioned before, when you're doing that part, the driving, you're walking, and of course then you're not necessarily, you don't want to be noisy, but you don't have to be like completely silent. But once uh-huh. that drive is done, and if you're just sitting someplace, you have to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we've met, but I'm not very good at the quiet part of that.
Just halfway through hunting, he's just like, have you seen The Breakfast Club? It's a great movie.
I don't even know what I would say or talk about, but at some point, Dad walked me over to the pickup truck and turned on the radio and said, here, just sit in here, listen to the radio, which I loved because being such a radio head at the time, I was just like, yeah, I can tune in all these stations and listen to what's going on. And I hear a pow pow. Something must be going on out there. So not all of us born to hunt. We may be very supportive of hunting, and trust me, we are, but it's not for everybody. So Selena, so at no point you don't have I got my one deer, with a mercury tracer, but but not one by hunting.
Deer I ever pulled the trigger on, I hit, and it was a buck running with two does, and I aimed at the buck and I hit it. I don't know how.
Wow.
Like, miraculous. I have no idea. My brothers came out of the woods and they're like, who got this? And I'm like, me.
Right. And they're right away suspicious, like, nope, I'm pretty sure there was a shooter on the grassy knoll over here.
No, I did.
Still fighting to get credit for it. Another story that you're putting together and a project called Heart Spirits, and its tie-in to the ongoing effort to call more attention to the plight of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Tell us more about that.
Yes, we have a problem in this state, and so much so that the state created a task force missing and murdered Indigenous women. And so a lot of people have just gone missing. They're abducted, trafficked. So students are even getting involved, which is kind of a neat thing, a neat project they're doing to bring awareness to the problem called Heart Spirits, and that's in Black River Falls. And they've invited legislators, elders, tribal elders, and a lot of people to the school, and they make a heart, a clay heart, and then display them in the school, one for each missing and murdered person in Wisconsin. And then they pay special attention to the Indigenous women. And then they give the hearts to families in the spring when they have a powwow. So it's kind of a neat whole process, and they get a lot of people involved, and they involve a lot of the Native American students who are in the school district as part of the project, really pay special attention to the culture and awareness of that whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, you've got cultural issues that are at play there, as well as different law enforcement jurisdictions, which might make, right, you know, a case very much more difficult to work on. And so right now, it really is at a point of trying to call more attention to the problem before you can truly fight the problem, is make more people aware that it exists and that, you know, your help may be necessary.
Right. And you mentioned the jurisdiction, because, you know, the sovereignty issues and municipal law enforcement don't know where their boundaries are. And the tribal law enforcement, they have their own entities, too. So they don't know, OK, where it happened here and can I go here? So there's a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm. So look for that story on our website as well. And then National Signing Day for high school athletes. This one, I think it's great. These student athletes, they work really hard. And I imagine these high school students being recruited and then they're signing letters of intent. That didn't happen to somebody like me. It was more like, in hindsight, there should have been a letter of intent that I signed with, you know, Shenanigans on Water Street. Like, okay, I'm going to college and I will be... I'll be frequenting your establishment rather than, say, the football team or something.
Today we signed Patty Shenanigans.
Well, it started with Trader and Trapper, but that's not there anymore. So then it was Shenanigans.
If there was like a radio show signing, maybe that could be for you.
That would have been great. Yeah, WUEC in Eau Claire is proud to announce that this idiot from Apple Valley is going to be working with us now. No, what tell us about the actual purpose of National Signing Day for the athletes.
Well, you know, it's become a big celebrated day. It never used to be, but, you know, you put a TV camera in front of these high school kids and make some backdrops and your colors of your new college and balloons. And it's become a kind of a big deal for all these kids that have been, you know, deciding where to go to college, where they're going to play baseball. So this signing day was excluded football and basketball. So for the other sports, and, you know, they don't have to sign on this day, but many do to, you know, get the pomp and circumstance of it all. But they haven't until August 1st. To sign. This is the signing period. But, you know, for parents and the kids, it's a big deal. And it's, you know, just a fun day to, you know, have them say what they're going to do. And they get to play after high school.
All right. I don't know why you're putting the ball on the tee for Greg to rip into me for being an old man, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know, back in my day, we didn't have letters of intent. We also didn't have gender reveals. And prom was done in the gym. It wasn't $1,000 affair with everything. And training camp for the NFL, you used to just go to camp. Now it's a big production, the NFL. Everything has to be a production.
Are you done, Grandpa?
There we go. That's what I was waiting for. Okay. I feel better.
Is Grandpa Pat, did he get out again?
These are nice achievements. It's just that everything is an event now.
This is more for the parents, though. Like, kids don't want this stuff. Parents want this stuff. They want the attention. The kids don't care.
Yeah,
they might.
I don't think as much as the parents do.
Yeah.
Kids playing in college like that.
Hey, if it involves a scholarship and you're saving some serious money.
Yeah,
on tuition,
then that's good.
Yeah, then that works. Definitely works in their favor. So Selena's got these stories and more. Check us out over at upnorthnewswi.com and her visits here on Monday mornings. Thank you, Selena. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you a little later today.
You too. All right. See you later.
See ya. Now, when we come back, we're going to turn back to the more serious discussion of voters in more than half a dozen states have already made clear that they are not going to stand for abortion bans, and they are going to constitutionally protect a woman's right to her reproductive health care. And yet, just days after the Ohio amendment.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. The Hamas-run health ministry says three premature babies are among 32 Palestinians who've died over the past 3 days at Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, which is now surrounded by Israeli troops. James Densclow with the Save the Children UK.
The UN facilities that are often designed for warehouse storage and distribution are currently housing over 700,000 people. We're hearing reports of one toilet per 1,000 people, one shower per 700 people.
Republican Tim Scott has suspended his presidential campaign, telling Fox News.
The voters who are the most remarkable people on the planet have been really clear that they're telling me not now, Tim.
The deadline's Friday for lawmakers in Washington to pass a bill to prevent a government shutdown. Jacqueline Simon with the American Federation of Government Employees.
They've got families to support. They've got kids to support. The holidays are coming up. Cold weather's coming up.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Microsoft is looking to expand their data center in Mount Pleasant in southeast Wisconsin. The company plans to spend $1 billion to purchase 1,000 acres to construct more data centers. The data centers are built on the land that was set aside for the Foxconn development that never came to fruition. Governor Evers says he's thrilled to be working with Microsoft to grow their operations in Wisconsin. More layoffs at the University of Wisconsin. UW Parkside in Kenosha plans to cut almost 10% of its workforce over the next year. About 50 full-time jobs will be cut through a combination of voluntary separations, layoffs, and attrition. According to an email to employees, layoff notices will go out in February for people being let go in April or May. This comes after similar cuts at UW-Platteville and Oshkosh and to a lesser extent at Green Bay. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 58 today, under sunny skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 59. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Welcome to Misty's Menu, the cozy small town cafe that feels like home, with friendly faces and homemade food that'll warm your heart. Start your day off right with a fresh cup of roasted coffee. And how about a stack of their famous pancakes or a hearty breakfast sandwich to go with it? Or swing by for lunch and try their mouth-watering burgers and sandwiches, all made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. At Misty's Menu, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family. So stop in, take a seat, and let them treat you to a little taste of home. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
this time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it.
until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
We're visited, we visit once again now with Dr. Kristen Lyerly and also Dr. Amy Burkett from Ohio for reasons we've discussed earlier. What's happening in Ohio just days after a constitutional amendment passed. Dr. Amy, good morning. And first off, congratulations for as long as it lasted.
Good morning, and thank you so much. It is still a victory despite what's going through the news cycle.
Well, yes, let's dwell on that for a second. What did you think of the result when you saw the numbers?
You know, we were right where we thought we were going to be. I would have really liked to have been over 60%, not going to lie. I would have liked to have shown them that even though we defeated the August add-on election, it would have been really nice to have that in our pocket, too. But we were right where we thought we were going to be. We were right where the polling had shown post-Dobbs. I'm just so proud and honored that Ohioans stood with the doctors and said, no, we are not going to let you take away our reproductive rights. We don't care how gerrymandered we are. We don't care who is in, you know, the legislature in Columbus. We want our reproductive rights protected, and we're willing to go to the polls and put it in our Constitution to do so.
Which you would think, you know, the Constitution, there it is. It's the ultimate law of the land. And yet, After the vote, on Friday, the state Republican Party in Ohio unveiled a new tactic trying to stop the courts from allowing the new amendment to take effect. In a press release, they said, to prevent mischief by pro-abortion courts with issue one, Ohio legislators will consider removing jurisdiction from the judiciary over this ambiguous ballot initiative. The Ohio legislature alone will consider what, if any, modifications to make to existing law based on public hearings and input from legal experts on both sides. And that's a very long way of saying we're going to cheat. We don't care about democracy. But I especially love this line, Dr. Amy, removing jurisdiction from the judiciary, as if you can just do that to a co-equal branch of government.
You know, there are some creative things going on in Columbus. It's some of it's just, you know, trying to rattle up their base and trying to give them some sort of thought that maybe they can sort of go around and get the things the way they want it, despite the fact of what the clearly majority of people want in Ohio. So I think it's interesting that in Ohio, we are going to take it right to the Supreme Court because they know that that's where we're going to go because the legislature is not an option. In Michigan, they're sort of where they have the legislature. They're saying, OK, you know what? We're going to sue and say this is unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution because they don't have control in Michigan. So two different approaches to two different legislatures and who's in control. It's been some very interesting political scrambling in my little ACOG district, my little world.
They're throwing whatever they can at the wall just to see what's going to stick. And I think one of the most interesting things that we've seen is that Republicans like Nikki Haley and Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican Party, are trying to take a moderate stance. And they're saying things like, let the people choose, which is what we saw in Ohio and in other red states like Kansas, Kentucky, and Montana. Seven states have had ballot initiatives like this where we've seen these kinds of outcomes. The people have overwhelmingly stood up for the right to make their own healthcare decisions, stood up for abortion access. 11 more ballot initiatives are coming in 2024. Yep. That is the voice of the people. And we know that for Democrats, this is a winning issue. But for us and for our patients and for their families, this isn't an issue. This is about freedom. It's about having the freedom to make our most personal healthcare decisions without political interference. That's what the people want. And that's what we saw in Ohio.
100%. And we saw that in other states, too. Look at what Virginia did. Virginia, you know, they tried to sell this idea of 15 weeks as a like middle ground. And people were like, absolutely not. We do not want a middle ground. We want what the doctors say is right. And not only did they keep control, I believe, in the Senate, but they took over their house. In Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court there was up, and the gentleman who won ran on a platform of reproductive rights, and he said, I will protect these. People have come out and said, we used to not vote on this, but it's very clear if we don't, we're going to lose it, and we're not going to have that anymore.
Couldn't agree more.
Looking at some of the other states as well, we have in Kansas, which kind of started this all with voters saying, no, 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 this is about our freedom. And yet, despite voters overwhelmingly deciding to keep abortion rights in the state constitution, the legislature there is still trying to pass laws that would restrict abortion access. And then there's a little place called Wisconsin, where after, again, a new state Supreme Court justice was elected with an overwhelming majority, the talk immediately turned, Kristen, toward impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. Again, no different than the referendum. They're trying to overturn the will of the voters.
Mm-hmm. Right. And here in Wisconsin, we don't have the option of a ballot initiative like this. So all we can do in Wisconsin is elect Democrats. And I intentionally say Democrats, because the Republicans, as much as they like to talk about freedom, have clearly been actively working to take away our freedoms here in Wisconsin for years with all of these little trap laws and barriers and restrictions. So there is, in Wisconsin, no other way out of this besides electing Democrats.
Amy, the partisan part of it, those are strong words from Kristen, but deservedly so, not just because of what politicians try to appear moderate and then they're not when they get elected, but U.S. Supreme Court justices themselves, essentially that conservative majority has perjured themselves by saying during their confirmation hearings that Roe v. Wade was settled law, and because of stare decisis, there was no real reason to go back until, of course, they had the votes. And so, I mean, that is the ultimate bad faith argument. And I've got to think now with this news in Ohio, if there was going to be any faith or trust in respecting the will of the voters, it probably disappeared on Friday.
100%. I think that as soon as we started to hear them coming out with ways to go around the will of the people clearly spoke, despite how much misinformation and outright lies were out there. The people have clearly said, we read the amendment. We know what it says. We know what you put in that summary that's not true. And we're voting for our reproductive rights. And so now they said, well, we only want to hear from the people if the people let us be in charge and let us run the show. So I think that hopefully we will continue to see that awakening in 2024 and start to see our legislature swing the other way where it belongs and brings a voice back to the people in Columbus.
How many different ways do the people have to say this is what we want in Ohio? I mean, they have said it. The Republicans have been obfuscating in so many different ways. I mean, look at what happened with the previous election where they tried to change the rules to the game. And then they summarized what is a pretty easy to read amendment in a very partisan and non-objective way. There have been all of these different ways that they've tried to fool the people into voting against their own best interests.
Yeah, I think that they, there's this, like you said, this throwing things at the wall to see what will stick, and nothing is sticking right now. They cannot fool the people anymore. They took away Roe, which a lot of people saw as the backstop. They said, okay, they do these little trap laws, these little restrictions. The docs say that's not good, but you know, I still have some access in my state. And when you stripped that and people lived under 12 weeks of no abortion access, and they were worried about their health and safety of their daughters, their nieces, their wives, their grandchildren, people changed and people have realized that if they don't vote on this, it's going to get taken away from them. And I really hope to see the momentum we have built for this in 2023 carry through to 2024, where we put people up and say, if you're not going to protect our rights, our basic rights to evidence-based medicine, we are not voting for you. We will find a new candidate. We will find a new representative who speaks our voice.
I want to jump on that issue of the ballot summary that Republicans wrote. And as noted in news reports, it's longer than the actual amendment, as you said. And it, for example, the amendment guarantees the right of a person to continue their pregnancy, protects that decision from state interference. But the new ballot language flipped that, claiming the amendment would, quote, always allow an unborn child to be aborted if in the treatment physician's determination the abortion is necessary to protect the pregnant woman's life or health. It also, the amendment, protects multiple categories of reproductive decisions, including contraception, fertility treatment, continuing pregnancy, miscarriage care, and abortion. But the altered ballot language only lists abortion. While the amendment uses the medical term fetus, the new ballot language has substituted unborn child, phrasing that inserts personal views regarding the beginning of life. Again, this is political malpractice. And unfortunately, Amy, they got away with it, but they didn't when the voters actually went to the ballot.
Yeah, they got away with it because the Supreme Court, we now list whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not sure why a judge should be a Republican or a Democrat, but we list that. And so people vote down the ticket that way. I think people are going to think twice about that because nobody thought that language was good. If you actually wanted the truth. Now, if you didn't want the truth, that language looked really good to you because it was politicized. It was meant to pull at your heartstrings. And every English teacher I know would say, how can the summary be longer than the actual amendment? Just put the amendment there. But they didn't want
that. That's crazy.
The word summary kind of comes into play on this rather than detailed explanation. So where do you go from here? You've already alluded to the 2024 elections for legislature. Are people back to having to raise money for legal challenges to all of this as well? Where do you go after your 5 hours of peace and quiet before things got crazy again?
Well, certainly you have a party because I think we, deserve that. But yeah, the money doesn't stop, right? There's already in the works from the Democrats a bill to repeal a lot of the laws. And in fact, Attorney General Yost was kind enough to put out a document saying which laws he thought could be repealed based on the amendment, even though the opposition has said that nothing can be repealed. We actually have a document from our attorney general that says what could be repealed. And so that's a great place to start building some legislation. Now, do we think that legislation is going to, swiftly go through committee and to the floor and be passed? I mean, that would be what should happen, right, based on the people passing an amendment. But I don't think any of us think that's going to happen. So we realize we're going to have to use the courts. And we're going to have to hope that the courts actually do the right thing.
And I suppose for you and for Dr. Lyerly, as members of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, these ACOG meetings and briefings are, not going to get any easier, Kristen.
No, but we're ready. Mm-hmm. We are undeterred. We know that we've been fighting this our whole career. And, frankly, for Dr. Amy and myself, this was an issue when we got into medicine. It has continued to decay. And now we are in this situation where we're finally feeling like we can do something about this. So this victory in Ohio is a huge victory, but there's so much more to do. But we're battle ready. And, we stand with the people. We know that what the people want. We sit in exam rooms with our patients and hear their stories. So it's incumbent upon us as physicians who care for people and families to get out there and use our voices and to compete on the stage that politicians have brought this issue to.
Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Amy Burkett, thank you so very much for this update. I wish it was under better circumstances, but as we've said repeatedly here, the people are on your side. So good luck. Amy, thank you again.
Thanks.
All right. And Kristen, you have a great day. We'll see you for Hometown Health on Thursday.
Can't wait.
All right. Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director, has three things you need to know to start the week. Right after this, you're up north.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our truck smells.